You private security, are you? You private security?
We are security, yes.
Right. I think that's very good.
Private? SIA registered?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
We just wait for the police to turn up.
Behind you, mate.
Yeah, we're waiting for the snap to turn up. They're closed.
Not today, mate. I'm going.
Hey?
Not today.
Yeah. You're quite happy to stand there and help people.
We are not allowing people to injure, so we are allowing people to
have
a vaccination like
1 in 74 people.
Mate, I ain't going to argue with you.
Yeah. I'm not arguing, I'm just pointing out.
I ain't going to chop you then.
Eh?
I ain't going to chop you.
But you're saying you're willing to stop us going inside? On what grounds?
So we're here today to stop people from being harmed, injured or murdered by whatever it is they're injecting into people.
Right. And what was your full name, Mark?
Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N.
Mark Sexton.
You know who I am.
Right. I've never met you before.
It's all on the system, you know, my name, phone number, you've got everything you need, my car, Reggie. It's not a secret who I am.
Fine. Okay. Yeah. So, and your reason for being here is because you've got a particular issue with what?
That's a leading question.
You said something about you feel that crimes are taking place. You reported that to the police and had no update.
That's right. The vaccines are causing harm, injury and death on a massive scale. Dr. Asim Malhotra came out last week with a peer-reviewed paper. He's a London-based eminent cardiologist. He's gone on national television. He said this vaccine must be stopped. His peer-reviewed paper has gone around the world. Over 20,000 medical experts have now agreed with this paper, and in all of the countries are asking for the vaccine to be stopped.
Right.
This doctor also put a 4-minute video out. That video is shown to your inspector, he's aware. Now, if an eminent cardiologist is telling the NHS and the government this is causing serious harm, it must be stopped immediately, and it's been ignored, we are within our right to come and make sure that no more harm is caused. They can't keep ignoring the medical evidence, they can't. The NHS are aware, they were given a significant amount of irrefutable data from the government's website, from the ONS, the Office of National Statistics, which fully supports the harm these vaccines are causing, and it's been ignored, and they're opening again, and these people are unknowingly and unwittingly putting themselves at serious risk. Not because of what I've said, I'm not a doctor, but the evidence, it's all there, it's available. This is a crime scene. The NHS is committing gross negligent manslaughter and corporate manslaughter because they have a duty of care. They're failing with their duty of care because the evidence that's been given to them, which is irrefutable, from their own system, they're ignoring and they're continuing to vaccinate. That makes this a criminal offence.
Right.
And we've got a crime number with that evidence put onto that crime. And nobody has had the courtesy to let us know, to update us. I was told the director of the NHS of this establishment would make contact. They got my email, my phone and my name. They were concerned on Saturday with the evidence they saw here, and they took it to their management, and it's been ignored and gaslighted. And here we are again, yet again, being ignored. And this is a serious issue now.
Right.
And I'm happy for you, gentlemen, to see what was shown again to your colleague. There's a 4-minute video from this doctor who's calling for the immediate cessation of this vaccine. It's been ignored.
Right.
We can't do this anymore. We have to protect the people.
Right. Okay, so in summary, you're saying that you've got sort of research, you've done research on the vaccine program. You feel that it's causing harm.
No, not me.
No, but you've come into possession of information from research in relation to the vaccine program. You believe that that's causing harm to the public, and you believe that the NHS are facilitating that harm towards the public.
Yes.
And you've come here today to protest against that.
To stop the vaccine, to stop people getting the vaccine, and to ask this centre is closed, as it was on Saturday. The concerning part is that the evidence that was submitted has been ignored, and we've not received any update, and that's unacceptable.
Inspector Lipiat from Avon Somerset Police issued a crime number. So he saw value in the evidence that was presented to close this centre down.
Right.
So there should be an ongoing criminal investigation, and you've just allowed this to open. So if anyone gets injured today, you're complicit yourself in your own personal capacity of any injury, loss or harm to anybody.
Okay. Okay, well, I hear
what you say. Now, do you understand that?
What? I hear what you say, all right? I don't know any details about a crime being recorded at the moment.
Why are you here?
Well, because this is a national, you know, part of the National Infrastructure Vaccine Centre,
yeah.
The NHS.
Yeah.
Have you checked what we've got?
Sorry, mate. Why have you been asked to come here today? What are your concerns?
I mean, there's two reasons why we're here. One is because myself and my colleague are police officers at the Catholic University, and all of this is university property.
Oh, so you're dedicated officers here?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So there's two reasons why we're here. One is because we look after the university property, and we're the police officers responsible for making sure that everything's kind of everything's safe for everybody here, and we look after people here. And also because obviously we're aware of the issues that happened on Saturday to some degree.
So you are aware, so you're asking questions, making out you don't know what you're doing.
Well, no, I don't like to make assumptions. I like to speak to people here and get the information from the people that are here.
There's no assumption. Look, I respect what you've got to do. You come across very well. You're a nice man. You've introduced yourself, and thank you for that. The bottom line, you said you want to make sure that everybody's safe.
Yep, I do.
Okay. What they're doing in there is not safe. And we've now got eminent doctors and cardiologists in this country screaming from the rooftops, this is not safe.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's a process to go through, isn't there? A democratic process to go through to deal with those concerns that you've got.
Can I just say something?
And at the moment, this is a lawful process that's going on here.
It's not lawful. Do you know the lawful way in this country you're supposed to deliver a vaccine?
Well, I'm not
first of all, you toilet on animals.
I'm not going to get into it.
Then you toilet on a selected few
no
people. I'm just explaining to you. Because I've actually done drugs trials, so I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not anti-anything. I nearly died because of what I'd done. I had four massive heart attacks during one. But basically, you get the animals, you toilet on them, then you go from there to the humans. You don't go out and carte blanche to hundreds of thousands of humans. You do 30, 40, 50 people, which is why you get these Sinexus groups that pop up these clinics where they need volunteers to come along.
Sure.
I went to one in Birmingham with Professor Yip at the City Hospital, presented myself. First of all, I was told what the study was all about. I was measured, I was weighed, I was blood tested, urine tested, blood pressure, everything, like a little mini MOT. Then I went back a fortnight later, went through the same process again. They explained to me that it would be an injection, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't know if I was on the placebo or the drug. These are drug trials work in this country. And I agreed then that I would go on the trial. But first of all, I take all the paperwork away with me, read it and go back and give my written consent 2 weeks later, which I did. Third time I injected myself, four massive heart attacks. Did they continue with the drugs trial? No. They shelved it straight away because they knew it was dangerous. Obviously, from my reactions on the injection and the woman who took seriously on the tablet form, because there was two forms, it was tablet and injection, it was scrapped, the trial was scrapped. That's how we do that in this country. Until they brought in the Emergency Coronavirus Act, where they skipped out the trial on the humans, the first 30 or 40 humans, and went straight for mass vaccination. And it's not a vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. They can have a vaccine for something that has never been isolated in the lab. Even now in this day and age, right now as we speak, nowhere in the world has COVID-19 been isolated in the lab. Nowhere.
Okay, well, like I say, I hear what you've got to say. You know, I don't make the rules. You know, we're the place
that
we're here to make sure that we operate within the realms of the law.
Are you aware that crime numbers have been issued?
I'm aware that certain reports have been made to the police.
Number.
I don't know what
I'll
those reports
are. And you can phone the control room and check that the crime number has been issued.
We'll grab those details from you.
Is it wrong for us to be concerned?
Yeah.
Is it wrong for us to be concerned?
You're entitled to your own opinions.
No, no,
your own opinion.
No, it's not
opinion.
You're not listening.
It's
not our opinion. Most eminent cardiologist in this country has gone public with a 9-month peer-reviewed paper, gone through all the data, extrapolated from the government's own website, and he's saying, please stop this vaccine.
Right.
We had five doctors go into Downing Street on Tuesday and said, please stop this vaccine. We have the World Council for Health go on national campaign across the world, please stop this vaccine. We've got 20,000 doctors from around the world signed a petition, please stop this vaccine. I can't have an opinion, I'm listening to the experts. Our NHS is ignoring this. This is not lawful.
Okay, well.
Right, can you just, that's the prime reference number that Inspector Lipiat issued on Saturday.
Okay, let's have a look at that one then.
5-22-22
5-22-22-236-390
Yeah, and he was also given this information, which was the updated information that from January 2021 to March 2022, there's been an increase in overall death mortalities of 8,200% in 10 to 14 year olds. That is why we're here. That's why he made a good decision on the day, because he literally stopped 1,500 people having this vaccination. This vaccination centre needs to close permanently, and you need to do your job today.
Every single vaccination centre in the United Kingdom and around the world must be stopped.
This is that, that is on the Office of National Statistics website. That is unvaccinated. That is the current data as of March for 10 to 14 year olds. Now, if I were to get you a line of coffins of those 8,200% increase and line them out here, would you still be opening that centre? I'm going to ask you the same question. Because you seem to think it's all right to stand there and try and intimidate. I have 6 children, don't know how many children you have. That is on the Office of National Statistics own website. This isn't about doing a job. About doing your job well, about doing security.
Right.
This is about saving lives.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Okay. I'm interested to hear what you've got to say. You know, what you're basically saying is, based on all your research and the information that you've gathered, you're here because you believe that this the vaccination program should stop, and you've reported this to the police as a crime. All right.
Yeah. They've issued us a crime number, which is currently under investigation.
And why do you think there's so much resistance of actually going and delving into it and actually investigating it properly? Because that's all we're asking you to do. Right. We just want you to investigate it properly. If you find nothing, we go home. Yeah? But if you find something, we want it acted on. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's frustrating. We're just banging our heads against a brick wall time after time, and we're getting nowhere, you know, because people just want to suppress stuff. You know what I mean?
Sure. Okay. So I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm aware of the issues on Saturday. Obviously, the vaccine centre's open for people to have their vaccines today. And we have to make sure that continues. Because
on what grounds?
On the basis that it's a lawful process supported by the government at the moment.
No, you don't work for the government.
No.
Who do you work for?
Well, I'm a servant of the Crown, so...
Yeah, so who do you work for?
Well, I don't work for anyone, technically. I'm a servant of the Crown.
But what is your role in society?
Well, to keep law and order, make sure people are, you know, prevent crime.
To prevent harm, injury, death, loss, and to keep the Queen's peace.
But what I'm saying to you...
Is that correct?
What I'm saying to you is this is a lawful vaccine
centre.
It's not lawful.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. We provided fact on Saturday that's been ignored.
But there's a democratic process that you need to go through.
There's no democratic process.
There's an agenda.
If you disagree with that...
Can you ask Inspector Lipiat to come and be in attendance?
Well, I mean, we'll get a supervisor to come down, because
you are not allowed in law to turn a blind eye to harm being caused. Harm is being caused, and I can prove it to you.
But that's your opinion at the moment.
You're not
based on
your
opinion.
Would you like to see the 4-minute video that Dr. Asim Malhotra's done on national television?
I'm not here to kind of. I hear what you say, and I understand your concerns. Okay.
You don't.
But I'm not here to make an opinion on whether
this is not lawful.
I'm not here to make an opinion on whether that's lawful or unlawful or not.
No, you're here to do your job, which is to protect
children. And at the moment, the way that this stands, is I hear what you say.
Yeah.
You know, I hear that there's lots of research that you've looked at in relation to kind of those concerns that you've got.
Can I just ask, stop you right there? Right. You're actually being really, really condescending, because this isn't our information. This is peer review. 20,000 doctors around the world.
I understand.
No. Just stop saying you understand, because you obviously don't. There's people currently in there. 1 in 74 people that take this vaccination
are either getting severe adverse reactions or dying. One in 74
within 5 months.
Right. That inspector did his job on Saturday. He closed this down. There were 750 people supposed to go through on Sunday and yesterday. Right. That's 1,500 people.
Yeah.
So one in 74 people have been saved.
Right. Okay.
I know you were, because we closed it down to Inspector Lepier.
We reposed the body for about 3 months.
300? 3 months. 350.
Oh, so more shame on you then.
Sunday.
Anyway.
do you normally open on Sundays?
No.
So on Saturday there were 750 people.
None of us want to be here, really.
I understand that you're here. I understand that you've got a voice that you want to have in relation to the research that you've got and the concerns that you've got. However, you know, this is a vaccine centre with people coming for their vaccines. It's a lawful government process.
Right. Under the Nuremberg Code, you've got to be given informed. Yeah, you've got to be fully aware of what you're getting into. Yeah,
informed consent.
Okay. Informed consent. Yeah. So can you check when these people go in? Are they given before they get this injection? Are they informed? There's a yellow card reporting scheme. Yeah. The government's own yellow card reporting scheme. Are they being told of the dangers that could?
I don't know how they operate in the building in terms of.
Are you aware
of the NHS? Yeah,
what we're asking you to do is to check that for us, because they need to have informed consent before they go into anything. Sure. You know, it's still untested, it's still in trial 2023.
As I said, I hear what you've got to say. So your reason for being here this morning is for
to
what?
Close to close down this vaccine
system. So your intention is to close down the vaccine system?
This needs to be closed down permanently.
As it was on Saturday.
How do you intend to do that?
Like we did, we remained in there and the decision was made by the staff once they saw the evidence.
We're hoping on your...
And Inspector Lippia actually made the call and he put a pause on immediately, because we explained to him that if he didn't do that, he would be held responsible in his own personal capacity for any loss, injury,
as will you, sir.
Because this will come, this will happen. This will happen.
Excuse me, gentlemen and ladies. It cannot be lawful if harm is being caused. It's not lawful. Because harm is being caused.
Okay.
The NHS are aware of the harm that is being caused and they're continuing. They are committing an offence of gross negligent manslaughter and corporate manslaughter right now today.
Okay. Right, well, I'm not going to get into a debate with you about
that. You don't need
about,
to, that's fact.
That, all right, I hear what you say.
That's fact.
All I need to know is why you're here and what your intentions are.
We will remain here till this place is closed permanently. And we are going to be doing the same. Any vaccination centre that we see to protect people from harm, injury and death, which is being caused with the knowledge of government, the knowledge of the NHS, the knowledge of MPs, the knowledge of the senior police, the knowledge of the MHRA. Okay. Do you know why? How I know that they know about it? Because I've had interaction with every single one of them.
All right, well, I appreciate what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I need to go and speak to my supervisors, because obviously
is Inspector Lippia Tongi?
I don't know whether he's on today. Okay. I have no idea. We need to go and have a conversation with our supervisors to decide kind of how they want to kind of...
It can't be lawful if harm is being caused.
The only thing I would say at the moment is whilst we're kind of discussing how we're going to kind of...
We are here peacefully and calmly.
You know, if you're here peacefully...
Peacefully and calmly.
You know,
we're not here to break the law. We're not here to cause anybody any harassment, alarm or distress. We're not going to cause a breach of the peace. We're not going down the Harassment Act 1997 route. We're doing nothing unlawful. We're here for one reason and one reason only, to protect people from harm, injury and death.
Okay.
Simple.
That's fine. If you're here peacefully at the moment, that's fine at the moment.
It's not going to change.
Okay. I'll make it clear. What I absolutely can't have is people being intimidated, as you said, intimidated or obstructed from going about their lawful business at this centre.
Okay.
And that includes staff, visitors.
Yeah. But you are aware, in common law, breach of the peace, we have a right. Under section 24A, if we need to use it, we can use it, and we can use force as is reasonable, necessary and proportionate. If we believe damage is about to occur or injury is about to occur, we have that right in law. That's our right, and if we want to use that, we can use that, but we don't want to use that.
That's a matter for you, isn't it?
It is for me.
You know, obviously you'd have to justify that.
It's easy to justify.
You know, but at the moment I'm saying, please, you know, we want to work with you. We want to listen to what you've got to say.
Okay.
All right. I'm not a supervisor, but I think you need to speak to a supervisor.
Well, you are here standing in your own capacity, and you are responsible responsible for your actions and your inactions.
I am responsible for my actions.
You are an individual that's responsible for your actions.
I am responsible for my actions.
Yes. As am I.
As are you. Okay. And I fully accept that.
Yeah.
But we obviously have supervisors that we need to speak to about
kind of
making them aware of why
we're here. We will remind
you. I would appreciate, whilst I do that, that you remain nice and calm.
We are here to protect, not to cause harm.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Because what I don't want is it to escalate with people being intimidated, not being able to go back.
That's not what we did on Saturday. That's not who we
are. Right.
We're good people.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying that you're not.
No, I'm telling you we are.
Right.
We're good
great.
People.
Yeah.
We're here because we care.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Like we said to Inspector Lippia, we're actually here to work with you, not against you. And the police and the military have been perpetrated as well. I'm former military. I know that people have been injured in the military from these vaccines. I know people in the police have been injured from these vaccines.
Right,
you can't do your job without us empowering you because you actually work for us. So I want you really to work, allow us to work with you.
Right.
And we'll get this job done.
Well, I hear what you say.
Because we're doing this for your children as well.
I hear what you say. I don't have an opinion on it, and I'm not going to voice my opinion on it. You know, we need to make sure that people can go about their daily business within the reams of the law. That's what our job is as a police, is to facilitate people going about their business within the ream of the law as it stands at the moment.
But you have actually been put on notice now.
Yeah.
You have been. And what we're telling you is there's currently a crime being committed in there. Any death, loss or injury that occurs from now, you are personally complicit and will be held responsible for that. So should someone rush out of there with myocarditis or pericarditis or have a fit, you're personally responsible.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
It's the truth.
All right, so I'm just going to chat with my colleagues and stuff. As I said, if you could just, you know, remain peaceful.
We are peaceful. Okay. We're here to prevent harm, injury and death.
Okay.
We're going to remain peaceful. We're not here to cause trouble.
All right, fantastic.
That would be against what our principles are.
That'd be lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Well, thanks very much. Someone will come over and speak to you shortly.
Thank you. 1 hour, we'll put this to bed.
Right.
If anybody's prepared to do that, at any point, I will do it. I've got my phone, I've got the evidence, I've got the lead. And people can see for themselves that the best of the best in the world, even the man who invented the vaccine himself, Dr. Robert Malone, is on camera, on TV, saying, stop these vaccines, they're dangerous.
Okay.
How can we keep ignoring this evidence? How?
Okay, all right.
We can't, camera.
Okay, all right, thanks very much.
Yeah. What's your full name? Sorry, what's your
name? My name is Simon Tops.
T-O-P-S.
Dublin.
What station are you from, sir? Who's coming, Sergeant?
We just got hopefully a supervisor to turn up now. So
Sergeant.
I don't know who it is.
I believe it'll be Sergeant.
Arrived.
There was
yeah.
an inspector coming in a minute, though, as well.
So speak to the inspector. All right.
Don't know how long he's going to be there. That's it.
But yeah, there is some supervisory on it. Okay. So we can have a chat with them as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, can I just confirm your details for
yeah.
my record?
PC Dexter, 4692. That's right.
Thank you, Simon.
Okay, no worries.
What's your surname, sir?
Barker.
B-A-R-K-E-R.
That's correct.
What's your column number?
424.
424.
Right, so my take on this, we don't want to make a big deal today, okay? You're on University of West of England, it's there, it's a matter for them, whether you're here with their permission or not, okay? A complete matter for them, we will not get involved in that. As far as our involvement goes, we are here to prevent a breach of the peace at the moment. However, if the line gets crossed and people coming for vaccinations are either intimidated or prevented from that lawful activity, then potentially there's a breach of Section 68 of the Criminal Justice Public Order Act, which is aggravated trespass, okay? And we've then got an option, okay? Don't want to go there. If you stay here and protest peacefully in a non-intimidatory manner, UWE are quite happy with that, and it's nothing to do with us, okay? If In the event that things get a bit heated and you are asked to leave, clearly that's a matter for them as well. We will remain to prevent a breach of the peace while that happens. And in that case, we'd facilitate a protest on public land, which would probably be the Cold Harbour Lane entrance or the Ring Road entrance. And we would facilitate a peaceful protest there because that's public land. Okay. Are you happy with that?
What do you know about why we're here and what do you know about what happened on Saturday?
I know what happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
But the one and only thing that I'm concerned with, I appreciate it's a matter which you feel very strongly about, but from my perspective...
Why don't you feel strongly about it?
It's because, from my perspective, it's very, very simple. It is a lawful activity.
It's not lawful if harm, injury and death is being caused with the knowledge of the powers that be. That doesn't become a law. That law doesn't exist.
Okay. From my perspective, I'll tell you where I am, yeah. Okay, if you listen. It's a lawful activity. If you intimidate people to try and deter them from taking part in that activity or prevent them, you're on private land. Yeah. If he asks you to leave, you're then trespassing.
Yeah.
That's potentially an aggravated trespass, and people may then get arrested. Okay, I'm not going to back myself in the corner and say that's definitely what we want to do, because we would far rather today went peacefully with you. We're happy for you to make your point, which you're doing peacefully, and I thank you for that at the moment. But if it went beyond that, then that's where we are with legislation. Outside of the campus, on public land, you are... perfectly entitled to put on a peaceful protest there, and on public land it's then our duty to facilitate it. Okay,
yeah.
So that's where I am. I appreciate you've got lots of evidence and you feel very, very strongly about the matter. I am not an expert in that field, but what I do know is that it's a lawful activity. That's the beginning and end of my sort of interest in that. Okay, just for today.
Are you aware that a crime number was raised on Saturday and 5 offences were cited and documented by Inspector Lippia?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Right, so we now have a live...
Today is today.
No.
Okay.
Inspector, we now have a live criminal investigation because the allegations that was made with supporting evidence, not opinion, yeah. Evidence.
I've told you where I am. That's the...
Do you not want to listen to me or... No?
We're talking about today.
Yeah.
And I've told you where I am,
yeah.
And my intention there, yeah. Is there aren't going to be any surprises during the course of the day.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into a prolonged debate about what happened on Saturday,
yeah.
Or what the rights and wrongs of what's happening here are.
Okay.
So that's I will leave you to it.
So you are standing here as a police constable,
yeah.
Telling me that you are not going to look at any evidence that supports criminal activity on these premises.
We'll leave it there.
Is that what you're saying?
No, today.
That's not a peaceful protest. I'm now demanding of you, in your capacity as a public servant, where crimes are being committed, where evidence has been produced.
I've told you where I am. That's the end of the conversation.
Whatever you've told me doesn't come into the equation
for the
here.
Remaining
you are. Sir, you are a.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, yes, all right. Let's go and do our business.
Yes.
Mark. You understand me? You need to listen to what's happening here. You have no right to do that.
We have an ongoing criminal
investigation. You have no right to just stand there and bark at me like you're the Lord Hehor. That's not.
You are breaking the law.
We have evidence. There are crimes being committed. Do not patronise me. Do not walk away from me or disrespect me. I will afford you the respect that you deserve.
Thank you.
Do the same back.
I've told you where we are.
Your pips on your shoulders don't make you more important.
You are breaking the law by walking away, sir.
Okay.
I've told you where I am in terms of this.
You're not listening.
You're entitled to carry on with
you're not listening.
Okay.
You are ignoring factual evidence.
Not to mention you're vital right now, sir, because wait for the camps.
If this goes beyond a peaceful protest, people start to...
We are not protesting. We have a right.
We will go further.
We have a right.
Thank you.
We
sir.
Have a right in law, common law,
sorry,
which is your law, which is your law, which is my law. We have a right to use force as is necessary and proportionate.
Don't follow me, people.
Why? Who are you? You're not important. Who are you? You work for the people. We're telling you crimes are being committed. We have the evidence that crimes are being committed.
Sir, I'm just taking a photo.
Okay.
Mark.
I'll just read the crime number out.
Why? Ignorance.
He's swearing.
Why? Ignorance.
Yeah, in a minute, I'll come back. No, in a minute, I'm taking a phone call. I'll come back
in
over.
Currently
in danger, sir. We're here. I'm a former Royal Marine Commander, okay? Right? I am here.
No.
Listen
please,
to me.
Sir. No, please.
Listen
no,
to me.
Please, sir.
Listen to me.
Do you
me
have
the, no.
To do your duty.
Don't, please don't talk over
do
me.
To
I've got a phone call
to
take. This isn't the only thing I'm dealing with today.
Right,
let me do that.
More
I'm not going anywhere. I'll come back
there's
over.
There's one in 74 people are dying after having this
Do you understand that? This is imperative that this gets stopped today. We have an ongoing crime number that Inspector Lippier gave us.
I've told you the beginning of why we're here today.
He gave us a crime number on Saturday.
That debate, okay?
No,
sorry.
You have to,
you
sir.
Strong.
No, no, you have to. This is your duty. You work for us, sir. You work for us. That you, your oath of office is to serve us.
What don't you understand about that, sir? You know, the current death rate for 10 to 14-year-olds in the UK is 8,200% increase.
I told you, I'm
from
not,
January to March, sir.
I'm not getting involved in that debate.
Well, can I just... Can I just say one thing?
You.
I am now putting you on notice, sir, that if one other person gets injured, damaged, or worse still, dies from this moment, you are complicit in the crime. Do you understand
with
that,
respect,
sir?
With respect, sir, I've got to take this
Do
phone
you
call.
Understand
I've
that?
I've got to take this phone call.
Do you I'm understand?
Don't raise your voice. Okay. I've been perfectly polite with you.
No, you haven't.
I'm being polite. Just
no, you
answer
haven't.
My question, sir.
You haven't. Right. You're ignorant.
Have you seen the evidence?
There's a process to go through.
Have you seen the evidence?
In relation to what your concerns are. My job, all right,
have
is
you
to
seen
make
the evidence,
sure
sir?
That you to facilitate a peaceful
your
process.
Job is to check the evidence. Have you done your job, sir?
Right. I'm not getting into that debate with you, okay?
This is the calibre of police we have today.
Check your crime reference number, please. Get back
Mark,
to us.
Where is
yeah?
he? Where is Mark?
That's your job.
Where is he?
We're going to use our common law powers today. I will arrest you with pressure, sir, Inspector. For misconduct in public office. I have that right in law.
No, I've just spoken to an inspector, but I was very disappointed with his conduct. I just wondered if you've got a sergeant in your van.
No, not today, unfortunately. No.
Okay, thank you.
Today.
I can't wait for an hour and a half.
Might not be that long. I'll go to a local.
It was an hour and a half yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. That's a long time.
Yeah.
No, apologies for that.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right, thank
Bye.
You.
Sir, I've told you I'm not going to get into the debate. I'm trying to be polite. I've told you what's happening today in
on
terms
Tuesday,
of where we are, so there aren't any
to
surprises.
For 2 minutes,
I'm
please.
Not going to listen to if you're going to quote the evidence at me. That's
what
I'm really
going
to
ask
you to
do
with the NHS. I know nothing about it.
A peer-reviewed okay. paper was issued to the public by a Dr. Asim Malhotra, who's a leading cardiologist from London. He's made that paper public, demanding the vaccine rollout is stopped. He's made that paper public, it's been sent to the government and the NHS, it's been ignored. He's asked me for you to speak to him.
So I'm not going to speak to him. I've explained where we are in terms of the protest today. That's the
this is an eminent, this is an eminent doctor, cardiologist from London, who's demanding the vaccine to stop after a peer-reviewed paper. He's asking you, sir, to speak to him. He can explain why these things
must
stop.
I'm going to politely decline.
Pardon?
I'm going to politely decline.
Are you aware you are now misconducting yourself in public office and committing a criminal offence in common law?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I will arrest you if one of these constables arrest you for your conduct. Your failure to stop harm, injury and death being happening right now in that building, gross negligent manslaughter, corporate manslaughter and grievous bodily harm is being committed in that building. I'm giving you the opportunity to speak to a doctor, an eminent cardiologist from London called Dr. Asim Malhotra, who has gone national, public, to the NHS and the government, and it's been ignored. You cannot ignore this man. Constable, I may be asking you to arrest this inspector for misconduct in public office. Please don't shut the door.
Come on, the van. I'm here dealing with an incident. Please don't obstruct me doing
that. I'm not obstructing you. I'm not obstructing you. I have a lawful authority to do this.
Hands off the door.
You are ignoring evidence of serious crime. You are responsible for this. You are ignoring evidence. That man needs to be arrested. He needs to be arrested. The inspector's refusing, he's locked himself in the van.
Yeah, sorry, some commander, he is locking himself. Sorry, I'm going to go there.
It's actually a famous man, he's on back to the bonnet.
It's this man's been all over the team with this big demand in the vaccine stop. The inspector's refusing to listen. He's asking to speak to one of the constables who were polite.
I don't really want to engage with him, if I'm honest.
Why is that?
I'm not wishing to be rude, but I'm not going to get drawn into your debate.
No,
I don't want to speak
to
people.
This is a 9-month peer-reviewed paper by our most eminent cardiologist from London, Dr. Asim Malhotra, is a cardiologist specialist, he's a heart specialist. He's double vaccinated. His 9 months research has shown the vaccines have to be stopped.
Yeah, but Mark, I understand what you're saying. So he wants to speak to the Philip. I'm not the person that you need to speak to in relation to your concerns.
He's not going to listen. He's hiding in the van.
Yeah, but I'm a police officer. I'm here to keep law and order here this morning.
You're here to listen to evidence of crimes being committed.
Don't start shouting at me.
Well, listen and do your job.
Don't tell me how to do my job.
I'm not telling you how to. I'm telling you just to do it. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm telling you to do it. There's a big difference.
Yeah, right. And I'm telling you, I hear what you say, Mark. I don't want to speak to the person on the phone.
Why don't you? What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything. It's just not my position. This is not where you need to voice your
concern. Would you like to hear the eminent doctor, a cardiologist, who's demanding these vaccines are stopped because of the harm they're causing? He's done a 9-month peer-reviewed paper. He's been all over the television saying the vaccine's causing damage and harm to the heart and it's killing our children. Don't you think the police should be listening to that evidence from the man himself who's on my phone wanting to talk to the police? And they're saying no. The evidence they're saying no of harm, injury and death being caused in there. And you are saying no. You are misconducting yourself in public office. You might need to arrest this man. Would you like to speak to Dr. Asim Malhotra?
Mark, you're now causing a disturbance outside of this centre.
This isn't a disturbance. You are not doing your job.
No, you are raising your voice at me.
Raising your voice is not an offence.
And you're getting upset because I won't listen to the person on the phone.
Raising your voice is not an offence.
I'm going to ask you, can you just calm down?
Why don't you speak to the doctor?
Mark, you need to calm down, bro. You need to calm down. You and our guy. You and our guy. Calm the fuck down. Come on, come on, come on.
You're now obstructing people coming in.
Why don't you speak to the main man himself? He's our leading cardiologist. He wants to speak.
Are
you going to do your job, sir? Are you going to do your job today?
I could then speak to somebody else.
I'm not going to get drawn into
your
conversation.
Now you've got suspicion.
We're not here for a debate. We've got evidence.
Suspicion of what?
Crime's been committed. So all you need is suspicion.
Sir, I took my reasons.
You have to how much more reasonable suspicion do you need?
You are our guy. We need you to come.
How much more reasonable suspicion do you need?
6 million views.
You're a married. This is for our country. This is evil personified. This is a lie. This is a lie. I can see in your eyes,
more cops
you know.
Are coming. The more cops are coming, so you need to calm down, right? You need to calm down. Right down.
Mark, right, I don't know if
you told me not to swear. What did you swear? You will not come. I didn't swear. Why won't you speak to the doctor who's done the peer review paper? Gentlemen, surely.
I can speak to someone from the government who would say calm.
He's from the NHS.
I can speak to someone else from the NHS.
Don't speak to no one. He's from the NHS.
The people there are from the NHS.
Are you
going to
start
doing your
job? I don't know. What's going on?
Are you going to move or not? Right. Are you going to step back?
I'm asking you to work with me and just take a step back
from the entrance.
One of you guys needs to speak to Dr. Asim Malhotra.
Yeah.
One of you.
Yeah, but this is what
we'll
saying,
go
Mark.
Back over here.
I'm asking you politely.
One of you guys.
I hear what you've got to say, and I'm asking you politely to move away from the entrance next.
We are moving. One of you guys.
I'd appreciate it if you could do that.
I'd appreciate it if you see the evidence you've got to evidence and the kind of.
But I appreciate you moving back.
Why don't you want to speak to somebody who's telling you?
I'm not going to get drawn into your breaking the law. Okay, well, that's your opinion.
It's not my opinion, right? It's law.
And I'm not going to get drawn into that conversation.
We are not here for debate.
If you want a peaceful protest, that's fine.
This is not a protest.
Okay.
Do you understand, sir? We have come here, we have evidence. This is breaking the law.
Right.
You guys are not doing your job. Okay. We have come here today to make sure that the police calm do their job.
Right.
Now, as you can see, nobody's excited. I swore once, I'm only human. You've got to remember, I've done 14 years for my country. I spent 2 years in Afghanistan for my country. And you better believe, sir, when this is happening on my doorstep, I am going to be here. Okay. Now, there is evidence.
Excuse me.
If you don't act on that evidence, not my opinion, you are breaking the law, sir.
Well, that's your opinion.
It's not, right. It's process.
Okay. How is that an opinion? You're now misconducting yourself in public office because you are
not. And
not
to mention, you guys are going viral because we've had 6 million hits since Tuesday. So everybody's going to see that face of yours and everybody's going to know that you are breaking the law.
I'm not going to get drawn into your concerns about the vaccination centre.
Why?
Right, and
why
the issues around the vaccine.
Why? Is that not your job?
My job as a police officer is to maintain law and order here today.
No, me telling
breaking the law.
And to try and facilitate your peaceful protest.
It's not a protest. Sir, you're not listening.
You can go through.
Sir, can we address you instead, please? Because we're obviously not getting anywhere with this police officer.
How do you submit evidence?
All right, sir, thank you.
Tell us how to do it.
Excuse me. We have already submitted evidence.
On Saturday to Inspector Lippius.
Yes, yeah, that's all we need to do.
Excuse me, folks. I think you used to move on my neck. Somebody coming up with movement.
Sure. Sir, that's all we need to do. We've already given you the evidence. Now, if you guys do nothing, it's not my opinion. You might want to check the little book you got on law. I can't remember all the military tactics. That's why we got pamphlets.
Sure.
I'm telling you guys now, if there's evidence on the table and that uniform is on your back, you are breaking the law by not acting
on it. I hear what you say.
Thank you.
All right, I'm not going to get drawn into a discussion with you.
Good, because this is not a debate. We've come here today to make sure that law is carried out.
I hear what you're saying. Thanks for your advice.
Can I ask you why you're refusing to talk to the man who's gone national with all the medical people around the world supporting his paper, 20,000 endorsements saying the vaccine must be stopped? Why are you not prepared to listen to that evidence as police constables? Why?
Well, you've explained, this gentleman, he's like to say stop the vaccinations, because that's what you're here for, yeah? So that's what he's like to say, yeah? We're going to have NHS staff in there and doctors in there who are carrying on with the vaccination. They believe it's the right thing to do. He believes it's the wrong thing to do. At the moment, we've got different people from the NHS saying different things.
Yeah.
The government put this national rollout in place.
Wouldn't you agree then?
That's the guidance we have to go with at the moment, isn't it? It's police officers, the guidance we have to go with, because we've got conflict.
So now the guidance, we have shown you the guidance is flawed. We have shown you the government. I've told you what I've done with the government. They know these crimes are being committed. They're allowed to continue because you guys are facilitating it.
Lily,
we are here today to show you that these crimes are still being committed, not just here but around the world. We have a doctor who spent 9 months evaluating all of the evidence. His peer-reviewed paper, peer-reviewed means it's been accepted as fact. Do you not get this? 20,000 other medical...
Sir, he's not on his own either. There's a lot of doctors saying this.
The World Council for Health have come out publicly. 5 doctors went into Downing Street on Tuesday to say stop the vaccines. You're allowing people in here to be hurt.
Okay.
Why don't you or your colleague or the inspector speak to him to get a different perspective so you can listen to the man who's done this report? Who's our he's a leading cardiologist in this country. Works for the NHS.
You've just told me 5 doctors have gone into Downing Street.
And they've done nothing.
Minimum.
They've done nothing.
And they've chosen not to stop it.
They've done nothing.
So what this is why I would have a different opinion to
Downing Street. They're profiting from the evidence.
Let me ask one question. On Saturday, Inspector Lippier was in attendance here.
Mm-hmm.
He issued us a crime number. 522-22-363-330. The crimes cited were misconduct in public office, GBH, gross negligent manslaughter, corporate manslaughter, conspiracy to commit all the above. Now, can you tell me what has changed since Saturday? Because
since Saturday,
he acknowledged that this was a crime scene.
Yeah.
Crimes were being committed. He stopped, like the good man that he was on that day, he stopped the vaccines. He potentially saved lives.
Hundreds.
1 in 74 people are currently dying from this vaccine. 350 was due to be processed on that day. They didn't get through because he stopped that. You're now here.
That's what we need from you today.
You are committing misconduct in public office, malfeasance in public office at a minimum, which carries a 14-year prison sentence.
Life in prison.
You don't want to ask.
If you do not do your job right now and put a temporary pause on those vaccines, we will use all our rights as citizens, protecting the members of the public, and we will make a citizen's arrest, and we do not want to do that.
And I can give you an alternative. A safe and effective alternative.
Can I ask the question? Sorry,
yeah.
You answer the question now. So the incident on Saturday, when I had a look at it, it's been recorded as a crime-related incident.
Okay. Yeah.
And that an incident's gone on. A number of the offences you mentioned were noted on there. But it wasn't recorded as a crime because whoever our incident registrar is, whoever recorded it, deemed that none of the points had yet been met. The evidence was loaded on there, okay?
What evidence did they load on?
Don't you think we should pause it until...
I believe that were provided to them.
Sorry?
I haven't seen the exact documents, but I know there were documents loaded on there, so I understand you must have given them some paperwork.
They had the evidence from the government's database.
Okay.
Showing the harm that's being caused. How can they say no crime's been committed?
That was what the decision was made, not by me, by whoever reviewed it.
And what? So why, out of courtesy, didn't those people contact me? The NHS staff here were supposed to contact me.
Okay. That's the status at the moment. It's still under investigation by Inspector Lippitt, I believe, is the officer that's holding it at the moment. I don't believe Inspector Lippitt's on today.
Clearly not.
Okay. I don't know when he's back. I can try and check if you want to know.
We need to
we've already put the inspector that's turned up on this site on notice. We've also put your colleague on notice. We're now going to put you on notice. Should, from this moment, any individual in there...
And on Saturday, sorry,
right,
I didn't...
Let me just explain. If there's any injury, loss or harm...
It's on your head.
...or death that occurs in the air from this moment... You are going to be held personally responsible.
Oh, is that the AC bugging out?
Do you understand that?
Is that your commander bugging out?
It wasn't Inspector Lippitt that stopped the injections. The NHS decided they would stop for the day. It was their decision, not the police's decision.
But you can make that decision.
Because they saw the evidence.
It was the NHS's decision, not the police's decision.
You can make that decision.
No, they can make that decision because it's their NHS.
But you can't make that decision.
Just bear with me a second. Let my colleague wants to speak to me. I'll be back in a second, won't
you? You can see in his eyes, he knows. You can see in his eyes.
Why do you think that?
Well, the SH prevents what's going on, so that's why.
What if it doesn't exist?
It doesn't exist. What was everybody getting?
This is what we're trying to find out. What is happening? Because 208 Freedom of Information requests have been obtained in the last 18 months, given to the police. From 35 countries, including our own, asking our government, please provide me with a sample of COVID-19, isolated and purified from a wet sample from a dead body. We don't have one.
I've got six.
We haven't got it. What do you mean you haven't got it? Well, we saw a photo from Wuhan. So all these people are dying from COVID, millions, but not one of them can provide a wet sample of COVID-19 from a dead body. Does that not ring the alarm bell? It does with me.
So what do the tests bring
back? Nothing.
COVID tests, and sometimes they come back positive, sometimes
nothing. They're 100% false. They're a waste of time. They don't pick up infection. They do not pick up infection.
The CDC website states that it cannot detect dead virus and live virus. So any one of those will give a positive result. But it's 45 cycles, you're going to get a positive result because it's literally just amplifying it. It takes any genetic material and it amplifies it. That's all it does. It's a process. It's not a test. I've used it in the Forensic Science Service.
We are part of an agenda that's not in our benefit. The people perpetrating this are above our...
We will lie to you, sir.
No higher than the average 10
7 billion people do not need to be vaccinated.
We don't watch news, we read.
If you've already had COVID, if it exists, if you've already had it, you've got the antibodies, you don't need a vaccine. Fact. Any doctor will tell you that.
Sir. I thought it was a bit like... Sorry.
So all the top people in the world... You don't need to vaccinate if you've had it. The same with any other virus.
Since when have we sacrificed
the... I thought it was a bit like flu, that it kind of takes and changes year on year and you get different strains. I was under the belief.
So for 60 years, they've been trying to get the flu vaccine right and they never can, they have to keep changing it.
They do, yeah, because different strains can change, mutates, I think, through it.
But in 8 months, they came out with this miracle vaccine.
Well, if it was similar to the flu, they could adapt that one. That would be my guess again. I don't know the exact science.
But they came out and said it was 95% effective. Do you recall that?
All right, let's not get
into it. Don't, I'll take your word for it.
Well, they all come out and said it was 95% safe and effective. It's 0.84% safe.
All right, don't debate, guys. Honestly, you're wasting your energy. You're wasting your energy.
Pfizer released all their data.
It was just Saturday, and it was the exact same detail. People still dragging their cases.
It's 0.84%.
It won't check the end.
It'll only work in that number of cases.
You're wasting your energy talking about monsters.
So it's not safe and effective. 1,517% increase in child deaths, births, post-vaccinated, from vaccinated women. That's the government's data. That's not Mark Sexton's data. That's the government's data. I've just shown you the BBC in Scotland on Sunday have said there's a spike in baby deaths. Really? Your own data's telling us there's a spike in baby deaths. People are not being told the truth. These things are dangerous. People are dying. The government know. The senior police know, the civil servants know, the NHS knows, June Rain knows, they all know. But they're allowing it to continue. Why?
We've got to keep asking ourselves why. If it's not for our health, which it isn't because it's killing more than it's saving, why are they desperate to get these into our arms? Why is cancer rates going up? Why are the children dying? Why are the elderly dying? Why is aggressive cancer gone through the roof? All the government's own data post-vaccination. This is not me. I'm just the messenger. But you need to listen to the message. And if you're not going to listen to a doctor who's gone around the world and his work has been fully supported around the world, in every country, what chance have we got as a democratic society if you're not prepared to listen to this evidence and you won't look at it? And when you get it, you dismiss it. Where's the dialogue? Why won't anybody engage?
Just a second, I'm trying to call me.
I've already done it. I showed you the email. Yeah. It's been ignored.
That's where they've
You know the director in there, the person in charge? Have you spoken to the person in charge? Inside?
Yeah.
Would that person in charge who works for the NHS, would you ask them, would they be prepared to speak to Dr.
They don't want to speak to today, so
no, not me.
They said they didn't want to come out.
No, not me. Dr. Mahoshra. Yeah. Would they be prepared to speak to Dr.
Mahoshra? They don't want to engage with you. They've asked us to... Yeah, they've assured us that they passed your review on. Yeah. They've given us the details that they passed on to, and that's where it stands.
Sir, we have exhausted every avenue. Excuse me, sir.
That's been done.
Sir.
That's been done.
Yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying.
Where are you going?
We're going.
Why? Crimes are being committed in here, gentlemen. Crime.
They don't
care. Crime is being committed in there.
I told you that.
Crime is being committed in there.
You're not breaking any law. Actually, stand there, yeah. Stand there.
Crime is being committed.
Sirs, you are not going anywhere. We need you to start acting appropriately today. We don't care how frustrated you get. You're not half as frustrated as I saw. Out of the vehicle, please.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Why won't you speak to the doctor? Tell me what you're afraid of.
You're not going anywhere today, sir.
Will you facilitate me going to a police station and speaking to a DS or a DI and showing them the 1 hour information that I have, a presentation,
won't I? Just have to
Mark, that's and, not I, and I will prove it to your...
I understand that you've
already
done that in London.
I've just asked
Mark,
the name.
That was, not that England, it's
that
new
was,
evidence.
I've just asked for the name, Mark.
Mark, that's not good enough, buddy. This is happening today, but this is what we're here for, okay? Out of the car, please, gentlemen.
I'm just getting the name, Mark.
Whose name?
The boy who went off in the shade, his superior.
I've got his name.
His superior.
I've got his name, Matt. I've got it. I've got it all.
You've got it all?
Yes.
You've got the contact details now?
Well, I reckon if the police are not able to do their job, I reckon
Is there anybody in the police station that we can
go and see? We need you out, please, sir.
Who's going to see the evidence, the 1 hour presentation from the doctors and the man who made the vaccine saying it's not the vaccine? This is all new. This is all new, and it's all been ignored. Crimes are being committed here. How can you just drive away?
They're not going anywhere, Mark. How do you come, sir? Thank you.
And the name of the officer who's in charge of the one that had the shades on. What's his name again?
Why is this? Why are you just driving away? Crimes are being committed here.
Get the chief back down now.
You need to do your jobs, people.
We're not leaving today, sir, until this is done. None of us.
Pardon?
You need to do your job, sir.
I've got their names. Yes. Hang on, mate. Can I have the incident number? Have you got the incident number, the log number, please?
Yep. The wrong date to turn a blind eye to the law today, gentlemen. This is happening. You will act as police officers, or you will be arrested. Unfortunately, we are in our right to do so. Back out of the car, please, and get on with your jobs. We've got nothing but time. Nothing but time. Get back there. Get that boss who was back down here. Nice and peacefully. Jesus Christ, I haven't even had breakfast yet. Do you get me? Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys are not going nowhere today. This is happening, sir, with or without you. This is happening today.
What's happening, sorry?
This is getting closed down.
You should know about this.
We have evidence. Sir, we have evidence. You know what that is, don't you? You know what evidence is. Yeah, you get it. And if not, you're in the wrong uniform, sir.
Yeah. as a constable, it is your duty to obtain evidence, and that evidence is put forward to the Crown Prosecution Service.
I don't think they care, Mark. I think you're wasting your breath.
We've provided evidence that you're deliberately and willfully ignoring. You are misconducting yourself in public office. These people are committing an offence of gross negligent manslaughter and corporate manslaughter, and it's a rolling offence. It's a continuing rolling offence, and you are ignoring it. And I'm shocked that you're willing to walk away from knowing that this crime is happening. It's the government who's doing this. They're the offenders, they're the criminals. So we can't keep going back to the criminals and asking them to stop committing crime. We're coming to you to ask the criminals to stop committing the crime. That's what we pay you to do.
So
you pay yourself in taxes, yes.
What's happening? What was your first name? Sorry.
Do you want me to say it again?
What was your first name?
These guys are breaking the law.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I get it, all right? But what was your first name? Just so I can speak to you on your first name basis.
Mr. Vincent.
Mr. Vincent. I hear what you say, but you need to move out of the way of the vehicle.
Am I breaking any law by trying to get a copper to do his job?
You're causing a disturbance, aren't you?
I beg to differ, sir. You're causing the break.
Well, I don't talk about it anymore. So
no debate. Good lad.
I've done with engaging with you.
You are breaking the law.
Thanks very much. I hear what you say.
Is it working wage?
But your job is to collect and collate evidence and make an informed decision and pass it all to the CPS.
Do you realise if someone collapses in there after having the vaccine, you are liable?
Look, I don't want to engage with you anymore. I make it quite clear, I don't want to engage with you anymore. I've tried talking to you, I've tried being polite. You're now blocking a peace vehicle.
But you're not doing your job.
You've tried talking, you haven't tried listening,
sir. So this is now becoming more of a disorder, isn't it?
No.
Are you scared? We'll have your back.
You're not doing your job.
Stand by. Stand with us.
Steve, have you locked the car?
We're not going to do anything to your car, sir. We're not criminals.
But you are part of
the... Steve? You are misconducting yourself in public office.
Excuse me, sir. You police officers or not?
Mark, let's arrest them, buddy.
Do you work for the public or not? What's your problems? What's your problem?
As if you're running away to your car, police officers. Sir, are you really running to your car? Does your IC be
out? Just arrest them.
Right, where's the fucking money?
You are committing a criminal offence. You are abandoning your duty. You are walking away from harm.
This is malfeasance in a public office.
You are walking away from harm of our children.
Don't touch me.
Mark, don't touch him.
You are walking away from harm.
If you assault me, I'll arrest you.
It's not an assault.
We'll be arresting you if you don't do your job, sir.
It's not an offence to touch somebody. That's not an assault. It has to be actual bodily harm.
Yeah, this policeman obviously doesn't know his role, does he?
Why are you walking away? Our children are being harmed. Why have you got... Where is your bottle?
Come on,
where
sirs.
Is your oath? Where is your respect to our children? Your children.
Come on, sirs.
Why are you refusing to do your job? Where are you going? Why are you abandoning the ship? Why are you being cowardly? Stand up to your bosses. You swore
cowards
an oath to your children,
understatement.
My children.
Cowards is an understatement.
But guys, can you just stop so we can talk to you?
Mark, they're just going
to
walk away.
Shall I arrest him?
Your call,
Vince.
Right, which one of you guys is senior? Excuse me. You were getting arrested, sir.
Don't touch me.
Well, don't fucking move. You're arrested.
Don't touch me.
You are arrested. Excuse me. You were arrested. Am I allowed to touch him when I'm arresting him?
You don't make
November's.
He's not going anywhere.
It's enough.
Oi, it's enough from you, champ. Ring your boss.
I am.
You were arrested. And sir, I'm a warning you, if you don't step up to the plate, you are next. You are now arrested.
You have a duty. If you don't arrest him and you don't arrest him, you are assisting an offender. He's misconducting himself.
You've tried to run away twice.
You know the law.
You've got to protect our children and close that centre. You've got to close that centre.
November 693, excuse me.
Yeah, you've got to close that centre.
You need to close it now.
Oi!
Yeah, and we've been
surrounded
by protesters and you in the car park.
They're
getting quite confrontational with us. That's right. You know all about that when you arrest people, don't you? You coward. I'm looking at you.
You need to protect our children. Our children are suffering serious harm. This vaccine is a weapon. It is not a medical device.
We're surrounded by about 15 or 20
We're not protesters.
We have some assistance.
Protect our children. You were arrested, sir. Stop walking away. You were arrested. Hey, stop walking away, please. You were arrested. You stay there, young man. Hey, you were arrested.
You step away from me, all right? I've given you...
Protect our children.
Protect our children.
Protect the children.
Protect our
Do your job. Protect the children. Please protect the children.
Can I have some assistance, please? I've been assaulted by a member.
You haven't been assaulted.
Don't touch me.
You've got your cameras on, so you know that's bullshit, yeah?
Don't swear.
You're under arrest.
This is malfeasance in a public office.
You are walking away from a crime. You are misconducting yourself in public office.
Well, you think you're above the law because you wear a uniform, champ? You are under arrest. And honestly, you need to pull your thumb out, otherwise you'll be under arrest too, sir.
You need to step away from me.
No. You need to stop it.
You need to close that vaccine centre down.
You're preventing us from leaving.
We are, because you're under arrest. That's right.
Like false imprisonment.
No, it's not false imprisonment.
It's not false imprisonment. You also assaulted me.
I've got camera numbers. Are you blind?
Stop.
I just don't like when people like my face.
We're at the park corner of car park 23.
It's not a long law presentation. We're asking you to do your job. We want you to go back and protect our children. You can't run away.
Make sure, there's more coppers. Now make sure cameras are everywhere. Cameras are everywhere, guys.
We have no intention of hurting you. We just want you to do your job.
Why are you full of poo bags? You don't deserve to be a cop. Take that hat off. You don't deserve to be a police officer.
Okay, I'm not going to get into an argument with you because I don't want any confrontation with you.
So why can't you just read the evidence?
But this is unacceptable behaviour.
I tell you what's unacceptable, champ.
We are protecting children.
I tell you what's unacceptable.
How is that unacceptable?
The children are dying. 82% increase in their deaths. We showed you that evidence. You're walking away from it.
And by the way, we don't hold
you personally. Work with the people.
Your chief inspector is a bloody coward.
Yeah, he is. You run away, same as you were
doing. Simon, work for the people, not for the corrupt government. Please, in the name of God Almighty. These people, officers,
sir,
are coming now.
I can see strength in you. I can see you want to do the good thing. I can see you want to do the right thing, sir. Oi, Newmanville Court, cop has done 15 years in jail. Not a good place to be a cop at. But that's where you'll go.
Do you think you will go to jail. Do you think we want to be here doing this? We are all professional, decent, law-abiding, honourable people.
Here's the cops.
All of us.
Two riot vans.
Oh, they come, riot vans for us.
I got my camera on.
Please.
So have you. Here we go. Cameras everywhere, guys. Cameras everywhere.
Cameras everywhere, please.
Oh, this is a good show. Right, this is your time now to do all that stuff that you've done.
They've suffered no harm.
That's why I'm going to talk to him now.
Is there a sergeant here or an inspector? Is there a sergeant or an inspector on duty now, please?
Guys, can
we
just keep
that? We've got protesters.
Is there a sergeant or inspector?
We had this conversation last week and the sergeant was decent.
Sorry? Is it Inspector Baxter?
Barker.
We need a different guy, sir, because he's...
If he's here, he is the commander on scene, so...
What if he's wrong?
What if you're wrong?
What if these world-renowned experts are wrong?
I'm not going to engage in conversation regarding that, but if he's the commander that's on duty, I mean, I'm sure you can respect that.
It's time to engage in the conversation with us about it, sir.
We'll facilitate peaceful protests as much as we can.
This is not a protest, sir. This is not a protest.
So what is it then?
Well, we're entitled. If there's evidence on the table, okay, and you guys choose to ignore that evidence, we the people can take the power back and make citizens arrest. We can use...
I'm not going to engage in that conversation. I'm not even going to get into that.
Is that true or false? No, I don't. I'm not going to have that conversation.
Are you a police officer on your oath today?
Listen, I'm not actually going to engage in that
conversation.
No, you have to.
I'm not.
You have to, because we've already made the sentence of arrest.
Are you even a police officer?
Yes, we have.
You have. Who have you arrested?
That gentleman over there, that police officer.
Okay, have you read them the rights as well? Have you given
we don't have to do that.
We don't have to do that as a citizen's arrest.
I'm not going to engage in this conversation.
You have to, sir. It's your job. Oh, okay, then, never mind.
How long are we going to go around in a circle until somebody actually does something to protect the public from harm, injury and death?
I'm not going to engage in the conversation.
Why won't you engage?
That's your job.
Why don't you engage?
That's your opinion.
If you want to, no.
It's not our opinion. We are happy to look at it.
The 90% of the population that have been vaccinated.
And that's why the hospitals are 94% full.
Gentlemen, excuse me. I asked your inspector to speak to Dr. Asim
Malhotra.
Dr. Asim Malhotra has just put out a peer-reviewed paper showing the damage
that's
to the heart, the vaccine.
Should any child who's currently being allowed to go in that building by yourselves come to any harm, injury or death, you are held personally responsible in your individual capacity for that injury.
Right now, I'm going to remain completely impartial. If you wish to exercise Articles 9, 10 and 11 of the Human Rights Act, you can peacefully. They are qualified rights so long as you abide by certain guidelines and you don't overstep a certain mark. We will facilitate that, okay? We will remain impartial. I'm not going to take either side, your side or anyone else's side, and that is going to be...
We were given a crime number on Saturday by Inspector Lydia.
I'm not going to engage in that side of
What do you mean you won't engage? It's not a protest.
That's saving lives.
Why won't the police?
I'm not going to engage in that side of
okay.
that.
Okay. Don't, you don't have to speak.
If you want to wait until Inspector Parker comes out of the conversation,
why won't the police ever talk about the damage the vaccine causes?
I'm not going to engage in that whatsoever.
Why not?
We're going to remain impartial right now.
But you're not impartial because crimes have been committed and they've been evidenced.
Listen, I'm not going to engage in that side of the
Crimes have been committed.
That is your viewpoint, which I personally might have a completely different viewpoint to.
Your viewpoint is irrelevant when you see the evidence. Your job is not to have a viewpoint. You are impartial.
I'm not going to engage.
You gather the evidence, you arrest the offenders, you do interviews, you seize phones, you do property searches, you put all that evidence that you gather, you're an evidence gatherer. Your opinion remains nothing today.
I'm not going to engage.
And you take that evidence and you do it to the Crown Prosecution Service.
You're not going to listen to me, are you?
I said, I will.
We'll facilitate a peaceful protest.
It's not a protest.
We'll facilitate a peaceful assembly.
We want the crime.
I'm not going to engage in the actual conversation.
We need this stopped. They're breaking the law.
I'm not going to engage in that.
If you haven't seen the evidence, how would you know, sir?
Listen, I'm just a simple question.
How would you know if you haven't seen the evidence?
I'm not going to engage in it.
Do you have children?
Is there any coppers with integrity here, please, guys? Any one of you? There's evidence on the table, troops. You know.
Well,
do you think we've got nothing better to do? Do you think we're stupid people? I'm a retired policeman. I've submitted 35,000 pages of documented evidence from 240 world experts.
This is not our opinion,
begging
guys.
For the vaccine to be stopped. Not me, not these people.
It's not our opinion.
The
world-renowned experts.
Dr. Asim Malhotra went public on Tuesday.
We need you.
A peer-reviewed paper that took him nine months, begging the government to withdraw the vaccine. It's causing heart attacks in our children and the elderly.
But why are we not medical professionals?
You're here. We report a crime.
Nobody can come with the evidence. They can't rebut it.
You're meant to protect us. I'm a former Royal Marine.
You've got the evidence. How many kids died of COVID? 8,000 percent death increase in our kids. Are you from the government? Are we facilitating a peaceful protest right now? You're going to remain impartial right now, and we are not going to engage in that conversation in particular. Okay?
Right.
If you wish to peacefully assemble, we will respect your Articles 9, 10 and 11 of the Human Rights Act, and we will facilitate a peaceful protest. Is that what you wish to do right now?
No.
Well, I wish to close that centre down. We have evidence that that's committing the crime.
Okay. I want to ask you a question. If we phoned you today and told you there was weapons and explosives in that building, would you facilitate us?
I'm not going to engage
that.
All you're going to try and do is try and spin. You're going to spin something to suit your current.
There is currently a crime. So he's a world-renowned expert.
This is not my opinion.
In that building.
I'm not going to engage.
You do.
I'm not
sorry. Sorry.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm not going to engage in that conversation.
You don't have any choice.
You have to, sir. You're a police officer, and you're telling me you're not engaging in this conversation.
Give me 1 minute. Will somebody speak to Dr. Asim Malhotra? He's the country's leading cardiologist. He's gone on national television asking the government to withdraw the vaccine because he's done a 9-month review of the vaccine data from the government.
And he's double jabbed.
And he's double vaccinated and he's begging.
We're all vaccinated, guys.
Quiet. And he's begging for it to be pulled. One person, speak to him on the phone. Listen to the man talk. He's begging for the government, please stop this, it's killing our children. This is our children. 8,200% increase. The government's own data.
It's not our
data. It's not me. It's not me. It's not him. It's not him. It's not her. This is not us. We're not here because we're bored.
But this is it. This is above, or this is a national.
But today, right now, right here, in that centre.
Although they deem that CF is right and we're going to change it, this is the way
things are. Today, right now, right here, we're dealing with.
But it's not going to be changed now, is it?
But
if he takes the evidence to the other experts and the government, everyone say, okay, yeah, you're right, we're going to change things.
So this is from the government?
At the moment, this is the law thing that the government have chosen to do.
Right, can I explain something to you?
You can explain anything.
Right, we're actually in a global conflict, right, currently. You might not have recognised it, but if you actually look for the signs, you will see that there is a military alliance that's been fighting in the shadows. We are coming to the end of this. We are not going to allow any more children to die. Fact.
Or be hurt.
Kids are dying.
They are not getting informed consent.
What's going to happen is the media will be taken down, the truth will be told, and all of you that stood on the wrong side of the line when that happens are complicit in the gravest crimes against humanity. All of you. Every single one of you. So you have a choice today. Do the right thing. Support us. Put a pause on that vaccine centre.
And engage with me at the police station. Work with me with the police.
And stop one more child dying. Because there's an 8,200% increase in 10 to 14-year-olds from January last year to March 2022.
Government data.
Look on the government website. Myocarditis, pericarditis, uploaded onto the government website in December. Look at all the footballers, look at all the athletes around the world having heart attacks. This is the truth. Today, sir, if you don't do your job, you are complicit, and every single officer here will be complicit.
We don't want to fight our police. We don't want to fight with anyone.
I know.
We want to protect our children. Your children. Your children.
I'm not going to engage in the conversation. I'm
going to
remain
completely
impartial
right now. That's what you're going to do.
I'm going to remain completely impartial. If you were to exercise your rights,
you're
going to
do your job, sir.
Sir, if you don't do your job, if a policeman,
we will facilitate that.
If a policeman doesn't do his job and there's evidence on the table, we the people can make citizens arrest. Yes or no?
I would like to suggest.
What are you doing? 500,000 people turn up here.
Quite an outdated term.
Well, you are right, police. I can see the strength.
Are you the highest ranking officer?
Then they jokers. This is our police force.
The law and the challenge.
Are you the highest?
You're not the way to go. And this is also your.
Are you the highest?
We are trusting their opinion.
I don't know
their opinion.
I never answered it. Do you know how many
people? Inspector Baker's.
I'm not going to turn around right
the
second time.
Don't
tell me
that. We're professional people. We're good people. We're here to prevent harm, not causes. We're not here to upset people, hurt people, damage people. We're here because we love and
this
we care.
This needs to
we're
stop
here to
today,
protect
sir.
Our children, your children, his children.
No the children died from vaccine.
Astounding.
From COVID.
We've got the leading cardiologist in the country begging the government to stop this vaccine rollout. And you guys are here quoting whether you're a man or a woman. Give me a break.
I know, and I.
Will ya?
Yeah, there's definitely more police than us now.
We're not stopping. This is going on all over the country. The people are turning. This is going on in every town and every city. We are going to close these vaccine centres. We're going to protect our children.
100,000 in Dublin last weekend. I'm off to Belfast Friday.
Common law. If a breach of the peace is taking place, we have the same power as you under Section 24A of the Police and Criminal Evidence Act. If any harm or damage is occurring now or in the immediate future, we can use power. Section 3 of the
reasonable
criminal
force as necessary.
Power, force as is reasonable, necessary and proportionate. Our law is your law. Your law is my law. You get in the way, you can be arrested for misconduct in public office. You don't need to. That's our law.
So who is engaging with us?
You're not in charge of us.
Who is talking to us?
You're in charge of us. You work for the people. We are the people.
Protect your people. Stop protecting a corrupt government who know this is happening.
I know.
Your bosses know this is happening. The government know. The NHS know.
Everybody knows, but no one wants to bring carriage to
the table. These vaccines are a disgusting weapon against the people. A disgusting weapon. And it's got to stop. Protect our bloody children, please.
Have you guys seen any of the evidence?
I'm down here today to protect the Moms? Children.
Mums, have you guys seen any of the evidence? Isn't it mad, or you? There's all these police officers here, and nobody's seen the evidence. Does that not do something for the cogs? Have you seen it, sir? Why not? Do you want me to show you right now?
Support of all in the force.
It's not going to make any difference to what I do here in this.
Well, you know, I think that's terrible. Well, I think that's absolutely terrible.
Sure, you'll appreciate it. Just remain impartial.
I know, but if somebody's showing you evidence of a crime and you refuse to look at it, that becomes an issue.
There's a time and a place when you can do it, not when you're a cop.
We've exhausted all avenues, sir. This is not our first day yet.
This is the man, isn't it? Inspector Barth, isn't it?
If this but our inspector's, he's not up to the cheese, is he?
If this guy will speak to Dr. Malhotra.
We'll hear him, please.
Okay. Folks, we've had complaints from members of the public that with taking children in that they have been intimidated by your behaviour.
No.
The University of the West of England, who are the landowners, are now going to ask you to leave. Okay, you're going to get a letter from them as agents of the land. Listen to me.
No, I don't.
They are going to ask you to leave. You will then be trespassers on this land, okay? And I would ask you there, peacefully, you make your way away.
You should be ashamed of yourself,
come back,
sir.
Okay?
You should be absolutely ashamed.
Sir, are you a medical person?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm the landowner.
And you own the building?
We do.
And you're allowing a crime?
Can I just make you aware, sir, that children are being harmed. There's an increase in the vaccination deaths of children, 8,200%. We are here
because we've got evidence.
We are here because we love our children, we love your children and grandchildren. We're not here because we're bad people. I'm a retired policeman. I've submitted 35,000 documents to work to the police and they've ignored everything.
Okay.
From eminent experts, from the man who made the vaccine himself. In the name of God Almighty, I'm begging you, sir, as a human being, to protect our children. The vaccines are dangerous, they're causing harm, they're causing death, they're causing injury. This is not my data, it's from our government.
All I'm here to do is tell you, you're on private land.
Have you listened to what I've said, sir?
Okay. You. On private land, and you're more than welcome to peacefully demonstrate and make your point. However, once you start to interrupt operations, it's a different matter.
Crimes are being committed in your establishment. Crimes are being committed in your establishment against our children. In the name of God, I'm pleading with you, sir. Close this place down and protect our children. And I'll provide all the evidence to the police. Engage with me and I will give you everything you need. I will give you everything.
Sir,
the world experts, the people who made the practice, I'll give you everything.
What was your name, sir?
Everything.
We said earlier on the protests remain peaceful and not intimidating.
There's not a protest.
Chris Abbott.
I'm a former Royal Marine. Obviously, Mark's just explained he's a police officer. Sir, I'm going to put your notice now from the people. That should any child come to any harm, loss, or injury, or worse still, death, you will be held personally responsible in your own capacity. This needs to stop, sir. There's an 8,200% increase in the death rates for 10 to 14 year olds from January to March this year.
I understand.
In December, the government uploaded onto their site that myocarditis and pericarditis was an adverse reaction to the vaccination. You can see all the footballers having heart attacks. You can see all the athletes having heart attacks all around the world.
Shame on you.
This is for our children. I've got children. I'm sure you have children. I've got six children.
Our children are dying. Shame on you.
It takes one good person.
Your day will come, it won't be my big God Almighty.
This has to stop, sir.
God Almighty. I'm not going to get involved.
You're a disgrace to the uniform. Take off the uniform. You're protecting murderers. Take off the uniform.
You'll be finding more people being arrested.
You all corrupt. You need to acknowledge it. What a job. Where's he gone? What a job.
You're all clouded.
I knew they'd arrest Dale.
I didn't get that. I was more interested in the Irish place.